my holidays reading, I read Sophie's World by Jostein Gaardner. Please forgive the pronunciation. A Norwegian author based in Oslo, who's written a very different, I would argue, but brilliant kind of book in a genre almost of its own. A very fantastical feel, but also one very much based in reality, which makes it so relatable, and which I would say is how it gets its message of philosophy across so well. This is an international bestseller and is described as an adventure in philosophy and the history of philosophy that thinks it's a novel. Now that, I think we can all agree, is a very interesting, little spiel on the book. And I was initially quite skeptic about how this would come across. The book opens as a seemingly normal novel, but as you continue reading, and towards the end, there's a big reveal that I won't spoil, but you realise that the world that you'd become so accustomed to and thought that, it was a plain novel based in, comfortingly real reality was in fact a world of complete, concoction by of this one man, and all the characters within it, which you were led to believe were real people, were in fact complete, nothing but electromagnetic pulses, in this man's brain. And of course, that's the plot superstructure, but what we're all missing, what the main theme of this book is the adventure in philosophy, and it is a very, I would argue, a very interesting and very effective way of getting information across to the reader without boring them. And this, I think, is a key part of Sophie's World's appeal, and part of what made it so brilliant and enthralling for me. Was this clever intermingling of some quite solid facts about philosophy and a plot that just seems like such a logical way of getting people to absorb information through the means of an incredibly entertaining plot and book that keeps you on the edge of your seat right to the end. And for those kind of two extreme polar opposites that Gaarder combines so brilliantly in his book, I think for that is what makes Sophie's World such a global phenomenon and why it was such a brilliant book for me.
Yay!